Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We've said a lot about the Holy Spirit, and we've seen to have stopped on the area of truth. The Bible says that He's the Spirit of truth, and boy, do we need truth today. In John 16 and 13, Jesus said, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth." Now repeat after me, the Holy Spirit has come to guide me into all truth. Now lift your hand and say, "Holy Spirit, reveal to me the truth." Amen. You can put your hand down. You should do that every single day. He's with you, and He wants to reveal the truth to you. Christianity in America is at a historic crossroads. I think if you've been listening to the news, you notice a lot of things are happening out there in America. Not so good things for Christians. We're facing some of the greatest attacks against the truth of God's word inside and outside of the church that we've had in a long time. In fact, the April 13th cover of Newsweek magazine states the decline and fall of Christian America. It was placed on a newsstand on Monday, April the 6th. And part of the article said, according to the Newsweek poll, 2/3 of the public now say religion is losing influence in American society. And the proportion of Americans who used to think that religion could answer all of or most of today's problems is now at a historic low of 48%. God is less of a force in American politics and culture than at any other time in recent memory. I have one statement to make regarding that, and I think this is crucial for us to understand. It's one of the reasons I believe this is happening is because the church is teaching a watered-down gospel. We are so quick not to offend that we really have lost the real teachings of Jesus Christ. Many churches, you know yourself, you go to some churches and you hear about current events more than you hear about what the Word of God says. Or you hear about prosperity and you hear about all kinds of other things. I really believe that this is leading to the church not being as effective as we should be. Because when the church compromises truth, it no longer becomes relevant in our society. We are here as the salt of the earth. In Matthew 5 and 13, Jesus said this to the church. He said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has become tasteless, in what way can it regain its saltiness?" I'm going to read that again. "You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, in what way can it regain its saltiness?" In other words, by adding more and more compromise into our messages, into the Word of God, we dilute the power and the authority of God's Word. Listen to what Jesus said in the rest of the verse. He said, "Therefore, it is no longer good for anything but to be thrown away and trodden on by passers-by." You see, we were created to be the moral salt and spiritual seasoning of this world. But when the church fails to promote God's word literally and unedited, it fails to produce true biblical Christians as well. Now, this is most troubling And it's something that we have to make sure that we don't fall prey to, especially in this age in which we live in. The Bible says, in the last times, the love of many shall wax cold. People are moving God into their convenience schedule. When it's convenient to pray, I will pray. When it's convenient to read the Bible, I will read it. When it's convenient to go to church, I will go to church. Everything is done at my convenience. Church, serving God, is no longer seen as something sacrificial, but something that is done at many people's convenience. Now listen to what Jesus said, because we're talking about how in this society, when we dilute the word of God, when we mix, when we actually mix our human reasoning with the word of God, then we fail to produce real Christians. We have something else. It's a mixture of some type of individual who's just religious. Now listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 28 and 19. He said, go and make disciples in all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And listen, and then teach these new disciples to obey all the commandments I've taught you. Now that's what Jesus said. But liberal Bible scholars have introduced a mixture of human reason and the teachings of the Bible together. And it has resulted in a non-reproduction of true disciples for Christ. You know, scientists crossbreed certain animals. It's their desire to make the animal stronger and better. But also they state that irresponsible mixtures can produce animals of inferior quality and even to the point of extinction. A hybrid animal is one with parentage from two separate species. And generally, these hybrids are always sterile, unable to reproduce. As I was preparing for this message and praying over it this morning, the Holy Spirit said to me that God's ways are not our ways. And when we begin to mix human reason with Scripture, it prevents the production of true believers. And we have a mixture of something that is religious, but they're not really Christians. Folks, this is the world we're living in today. We need to face that fact. People walking around with the title of a Christian, people going into church, but they really are not Christ followers, because to be a Christ follower, you have to obey him. Now, case in point, a poll taken stated slightly less than half of the born-again adults, 46%, believe in the absolute moral truth of the Bible. Did you hear what I just said? Born-again Christians, adults, 46% believe in the absolute moral truth of the Bible. Only 46% today. What happened to the other 54%? They don't believe that the Bible is God's word. That everything that you find in the word of God is true. In a Barna survey, by a 3-to-1 margin, adults in the survey noted that they are personally more likely to develop their own set of religious beliefs than to accept beliefs taught in church. Although the core teaching of Christian faith is the divinity and the perfection of Jesus Christ, tens of millions of Christians do not accept that teaching. More than one-fifth, or 22%, strongly agree that Jesus Christ sinned when he lived on earth. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you? Churches have stopped teaching Bible doctrine. And the people don't know what they believe. And they're making it up as they go. In this toll, it says that people would rather come up with their own idea of what they should believe. No longer the Word of God. Well, we've confused them. Not we, but really in some churches. See, when you begin to go through the Word of God and edit things out, oh, that was for then, that's not for now. Oh, that was this or that. You confuse people, then they think they can do the same thing. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or tittle of God's word will ever change. That's not one dot of an I or one T cross will change out of this book. Yet theologians, Bible scholars, pastors, they're changing what the Bible says. Whole denominations are saying, oh, the Bible didn't mean that. And as a result, we have people who are selectively now in our age saying, I don't believe that. I believe what I want to believe. You cannot dilute the Word of God and it not affect the masses, people. We're living in a runaway culture that decides what the Bible means and what it does not mean. Now, let me just address something very quickly. They said that 1/5 of Christians in the world believe that Jesus did not live a sinless life. Well, let me just give you what the Bible says. Is that all right? In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, for God asked Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin. In 1 Peter 2:21-22, it says, just as Christ suffered for you, he is your example, and you must follow in his steps. It's going to cost you something to live for God, people. We don't live and serve God at our convenience. Jesus is our example. And before he went to the cross, he prayed 3 times, Father, please, if you are willing, let this cup pass from me. This is not something I want to do. Nevertheless, I want to do what you want me to do. I want to please you. When you are fitting God into your schedule, you need to remember Christ in the garden praying 3 times. Father, I don't want to go to the cross in this way. I don't want to suffer like that. Yet saying not what I want, what you want. It's time for the church to come back to God and say, it's not what I want, it's what you want. It's not my life, it's your life to tell me what to do with. We have Christians today who would rather compromise when they hear things that they know it's not scriptural and keep their mouth shut, depending on the crowd in which they're in. But people, it's time to speak out. Everybody else is coming out of the closet and in your face and demanding that you accept them. And if you don't, we'll take you to court. And we're afraid to mention the name of Jesus on the job. We're afraid to say, you know, you really shouldn't be living with that person. Well, what business is it of yours? Well, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to give you the word of God. Marry her or leave her alone. That's what the Bible says. Well, I'm a Christian. Well, get real. Because you're deceived. Christians obey Jesus Christ. Christians obey the Bible. Christians obey God. I ask people, well, are they a Christian? Well, I don't know. Why not? Jesus said, by their fruit you'll know them. How are they living? Are they producing the fruit of the Word of God? Are they obeying God's Word? Or are they just doing it by the numbers themselves? That tells whether you're a Christian or not, people.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life. and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
We are so used to just telling people, oh, it's okay, I don't want to offend you. Jesus was not concerned about offending people. Jesus said something to the Pharisees, and then his disciples came up to him afterwards and said, Jesus, do you know that you offended them? He says, oh, who cares? They're blind leaders of the blind. He said, they'll both go to hell. It doesn't matter. I'm going to speak the truth. People, we have an obligation to speak truth to this world, even though they're trying to censor us and shut us up. Now, Homeland Security's leader recently, and you may have heard this or you did not, said that the most dangerous potential terrorist in our nation today are people who believe in pro-life. Look it up on the internet, you'll find it. There's a whole list of who Homeland Security says are the most dangerous potential terrorists in our country, and those who believe in pro-life are on the list. We're being attacked, people. We're being attacked outside the church and inside the church, where individuals are saying, I know that the Bible says this, but it's not true. We don't have to follow the word of God. That's not what God meant. Jesus said in Luke 9:26, if anyone is ashamed of me and my message, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in his glory and in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. One day, Jesus Christ is going to return, and if we've been ashamed of him, if we haven't proclaimed his name, if we have been trying to live another gospel, then he's going to be ashamed to say that we belong to him, that we're his own. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. The devil is just trying to deceive the whole world. He doesn't want anyone to go to heaven. He doesn't want anyone to live for God. He doesn't want anybody to be blessed. And if you're looking for the devil, don't look for him wearing a red cape and big horns in a red suit. That is not the description you should be looking or looking for. If you want to find the devil, look in places where people are sprouting out deception about the Bible and saying that what God says is no longer true. That's where you'll find the devil. The devil is the father of lies. And his way of attacking the church today is for the church to simply keep silent and be politically correct. Blend in, say everybody's okay, everybody's all right. Today I want to talk to you about the truth about salvation, because if there's a subject that you have got to get right, you can be deceived about some subjects in life, but you better not be deceived about salvation, because that determines where you're going to spend your eternity. You've got to know the truth God's truth, not man's truth, God's truth about salvation. So I want to talk to you about that briefly this morning. Now, there are people, influential people, who will tell you that there are many paths to God. And let me just begin by saying they are totally deceived. Recently, a famous talk show host said to millions of her followers, there couldn't possibly be, I'm quoting, just one way. One of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there is only one way to live, she said. Instead, there are many paths to what you call God. Millions heard that. It is not as subtle as we think. It's in our face, people. And it's affecting our society. I want to know who would come out with that type of influence she has and rebuttal that and say, you're deceived. That's not what the Bible says. Are you millions of people listening to me? Instead, when God gives his people a platform, many of them waffle. Oh, don't get me started this morning. I believed in Proposition 8 that marriage should be between a man and a woman, but now I've changed my mind. I've called all my homosexual friends and told them. People, you better listen to what I'm saying to you this morning. There's a lot of things happening in America that we need to be aware of and we need to begin to weigh in on. First, in our personal lives, with our sphere of influence, and we need to begin to speak out that we're not going to lay down and allow the devil to pervert the word of God and the truth of the Bible. They can't come into the church and tell us what we can preach and what we can't. Well, we're preaching the word of God. Do you know they want to do it? There's hate crimes legislation now that has not actually been followed through in America, but it's out there on the books that if you speak against protected classes, it's a hate crime. And guess who is a protected class? You got it. People who believe in homosexuality is a protected class. They are trying to take the word of God out the church. It's important for us to know this because, listen, we can't afford not to live right. We can't afford to allow the devil to deceive us, even how we're supposed to live. The Bible says we're the salt of the earth. In other words, God is counting on you to live a holy life, to live a righteous life. Not a life at your convenience with God. Jesus already said, if you live a lukewarm life, I'll spit you out of my mouth. And he didn't take it back. We must live a holy life if we expect to make it into heaven.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. Be a part of helping Spirit Life Church spread hope and encouragement through the airwaves. Thank you for being a vital part of our mission. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is God's Truth Regarding Salvation, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, and you would like to do so, pray this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me of all of my sins. I am so sorry for them. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You said, with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he makes confession, resulting in salvation. Thank you for saving me. I am born again. Now, if you meant that, Jesus Christ has come into your heart, and He is now your Lord. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the Lord will never be disappointed. You are a new creation in Christ. I want to encourage you to keep on praying, to keep reading your Bible. Go to church, and we'll continue to tell you what the Word of God says for your life. God bless you. Keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.